Finally, today, we're going to check in with an indie rock band that has been on the scene for 2 decades.
Girl, and for me, all my senses warn me your clever eyes could easily disguise some backwards purpose. It's enough to make me nervous, yeah, herbicide, a spit in my eye.
The Shins released their first critically acclaimed album, O Inverted World, back in 2001. They hit it big when their music was featured in the 2004 movie Garden State. With a melodious blend of rock, pop, and folk, the group has gone on to become one of the biggest indie rock acts of the century. The Shins' latest album is called Heartworms. It's their first in 5 years, and it's out this week. I spoke with James Mercer, the singer-songwriter behind the group, about the new album, and I began by asking him about the song called Mildenhall. It looks back on Mercer's time as a teenager living abroad in Suffolk, England, where his father was stationed on an Air Force base.
I mean, I suppose I was in love with music before that, but that was when I began to see music as some unique part of my identity, you know, that high school period. So my dad, you know, was assigned overseas in the UK, and we moved there. That was 86. And there was an interesting music scene going on there, and so I got to be exposed to that.
At 15, we had to leave the States again. Dad was stationed at an RAF base they call Mildenhall. Black moss on a busted wall.
There's a bit of a twang, a country twang too.
Oh yeah, it's a country song. I mean, that's the way I thought of it. I was thinking of Merle Haggard, who I love, and I just had this lick. I had to figure out what to actually say, and what do you say in a country song like that, but the truth, you know, you have to kind of, I felt like it needed to be some earnest, very honest, straightforward story.
Started messing with my dad's guitar, taught me some chords just to start me off whittling away on those rainy days. And that's how we get to where we are now.
Tell me about the story that you tell in Mildenhall.
Basically, you know, we moved to the UK, and I was a pretty shy kid. I'd say I was very shy. So I had a hard time meeting friends, but I literally had this situation in class where somebody handed me a tape, you know, kind of just looked at me, and we hadn't really had a conversation before. They gave me a tape, and it was the Jesus and Mary Chain, Psycho Candy, when it was a fresh record. And it meant a lot to me, actually, and helped to kind of pull me out of that funk of not knowing anybody. And it was that moment that I think a lot of us have, where somebody just kind of turns you on to the cool stuff.
The first song on the album, Name For You, wanted to talk about that, but first wanted to hear a cut of the first one. The song is addressed to your daughters. You have three, is that right?
Yes, I have three daughters. You know, I think it's addressed to the feminine world, is how I kind of think of it. And, you know, certainly inspired by my daughters. You know, they just surprise you all the time. I think we grow up with our own stereotypes and the weird little expectations, and they're just three individuals who have their own tastes and their own attitudes and their own desires, and I think it's that. It's just cheerleading my daughters, I guess, on.
You were in your early 30s when the Shins music became popular. How have the years changed the way that you approach your music now?
I mean, I think when the Shins started out, we were pretty different. There weren't a lot of American bands, at least, who were going for the type of stuff we were doing, which was maybe a little bit retroactive and folky.
Go. Curse for this town, they're all in my mouth, only I don't know how.
I was trying to break away from what had become the norm in the 90s, which was like a tongue-in-cheek attitude, sort of a half-joking, never taking yourself too seriously, a lack of romantic drama in music. And so I was trying to bust away from that. Now I feel like I'm sort of doing the opposite. I'm rebelling against what I feel like might be a little bit too much self-importance and drama and preciousness in the music scene now.
Is there a song on this album that sort of touches on that?
Well, yeah, I mean, the song like The Fear is a very earnest song. It's a bit of a caricature. That person is a little bit me, but also maybe, I think maybe the person I might have become, and I'm lucky I didn't. You know, somebody looking back on their life and has maybe wasted it because of anxieties and fear of intimacy and so on. So yeah, there's still that.
I read that this was about your ongoing struggle with anxiety, which tons of people experience every day of their lives. Would you mind talking to me a little bit about that back and forth?
You know, it's something that I don't really have much of an understanding of. You know, it's just something I experience, and it's something I've just faced my whole life, but not terribly, you know. I mean, I've managed to get through it, and but I certainly feel for people who struggle with it more than me, because it is a misery, you know.
How does writing music help with that?
Music does something really interesting where you can actually turn it into something beautiful. And I think there's something really healing about that. I mean, rock and roll itself is sort of a process of pulling a rabbit out of the hat, you know. Mm-hmm. You can take everything that's bumming you out and sort of tie a little bow on it and set it aside for a second and look at it.
James Mercer is the singer-songwriter behind the indie rock band The Shins. Their new album, Heartworms, was released this week, and James Mercer joined us from our studios in Culver City, California. James Mercer, thank you so much for speaking with me.
What a pleasure. Thank you, Lakshmi.